Hello, friends, and welcome to another issue of Portographic. I'm Brian Mann.
Brian Mitchell.
Without even skipping a beat, man, you're just on it. I'm Eric Mitchell.
I was waiting for it. I knew it. I had prep time.
You know, we're going to have to, next week, not do that just to throw him off.
I see. Okay.
Maybe it's my turn next time.
Ooh, I like that.
Changing it up.
So I got a question for you guys.
No.
Okay.
Maybe.
That's my answer.
how do you choose your comics?
Well, I go to a comic book store, and I look at them, and...
Just look at it!
If it's got the right author, or artist, or the cover intrigues me, I will probably pick it up.
I'd say it's... Mine is still, I mean, characters that I know and like, but then authors and artists have started to seep into that to where that matters a little bit now too.
Yeah,
a little more than what it used to.
Yeah, I think because back in the day when I first started collecting, yeah, I'd go through the price guide and see, oh, McFarlane's hot. I'm going to go get that Batman cover that McFarlane did, or, you know, a Spider-Man that McFarlane did. And it's really become, I mean, I still get them as an investment somewhat, but now it's very much, it's somewhat character driven. Like, I'm going to pick up a Batman book because I like Batman, but I think we've become more familiar with the writers and the artists, and sometimes I'll pick up a book just solely on those merits alone.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of a neat evolution.
For sure.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure. So, we talk about comics.
Yeah.
And we drink beer.
Yes.
Yes, we do. Do you like me to talk about the first beer?
Sure.
Okay. this is Brooklyn Brewery. Where's it from? Brooklyn?
I'm going to say. I want to
see where it's bottled. Okay, Utica, New York.
It'd be really funny if it was like
Wisconsin,
yeah,
or New Jersey.
So I believe we've got a summer theme going. Yes.
This pod we're gonna do all summer ales. So we'll be looking at five different.
So this episode's actually being recorded on the summer solstice, first day of summer today.
Oh, see.
So. It's
we
almost
totally
like,
planned that.
Yes.
I don't 100%. Think we did. I think you guys just came up with an idea. And yeah, me telling you that was the first time you've heard of it. Regardless, summertime beer theme. I just realized like 4th of July is like in 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Explosions are coming.
In my pants.
Okay. Moving on. If we're able.
So our first comic today is Spider-Man Life Story number 4, the 90s.
And that's just the two of us because you are not actually reading them. You're picking them up.
Yep.
Okay. I'm really enjoying this. Like, 1 and 2 were okay to me. But like 3 and 4 have really picked it up to where, you know, we're not focusing on what was going on at the time. Like, we're not caring about what's going on in the 60s and 70s.
Topical review of the period.
Which is what 1 and 2 kind of were a little bit. But now the 80s and 90s have just been good Spider-Man stories.
Sure.
And I love it. I just love that. It's still what happens to Spider-Man. It's just different chronologically, you know, with where he is with his age and stuff. Because this was all stuff that I read in the 90s when reading the Spider-Man comics. It's just done in this different way. It's fun to read.
I really like the age progression. Like, that was one of my favorite things is how in, you know, number one, in the 70s, he's a little kid, or he's, you know, and in this one, he's like a middle-aged man, and you're like seeing him deal with that. So my question to you is like, is this the backdoor into old man Peter Parker? Because like five's going to be in the thousands or in the aughts or whatever, and he's going to be 50-ish. And I mean, are we going to go to the tens? And then is he going to be 60? Like, I mean, eventually he's going to be, I don't know, fucking Walker.
Web Walker.
Yeah.
I think it is, but it's not. But not in the way you're thinking. Like, we're not going to suddenly be in the wastelands or anything. I mean, I think it's still going to be like what's going on, you know, currently in the world. It's just going to be that he's 80 or 90 by then or whatever it's going to be. Because what... So 50's in the...
50's is in the 2000s. And then the 2010, he'll be 60.
So...
And then if they do the...
If they go all...
20... Whatever. 2020s, it'll be... Which is would be in the future. Then, I mean, he'd be 70.
Yeah. I think there's only six. And this is four. Okay. So we probably just go through the...
2010s. So the current day.
Yeah.
He'd still be, I think, in the 60s. Okay. So, I mean, I don't think he's slinging webs and when he's 60.
No.
Might need a little blue pill. You started it, dude. You can't lead with that.
The thing is I actually had
something
one.
Wrong with his web fluid by then?
Yeah, dude. I was thinking about all of his webs coming up a little bit short. They're not as... springy or stiff as they used to be.
Okay.
You started it, dude. Anyway, very good.
But man, it's been good. Like the whole Doc Ock and Norman Osborn in this one and stuff. It's fun to read. So
very much so.
And doing really well. Going back for second and third printing.
Yeah, I think the number one is coming out on a third printing soon.
Yeah.
So
I think the number four went to a second printing the day after it came out. So it was just like
that's crazy.
Immediate.
Yeah, that's insane. Silver Surfer Black number one.
We're all on this one, correct?
Oh, yeah. You ever seen that 2001 A Space Odyssey?
Oh yeah, yes.
Open the pod bay door, hell,
dude. Open the. I need to drop acid to read this comic door. Al, whatever your name is.
So, so the art. I think we got to address the elephant in the room. The art is psychedelic,
trippy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Check that box. I understand the choice to draw it this way, but yet I didn't love it.
The art or the comic in general?
Oh, the art first and then the comic in general.
Okay.
To me, the best part of this book
was the end.
Was the afterword where, you know, he realized or heard the news that Stanley had died while he's on a plane and just immediately just trashed all his notes and just started rewriting the story from scratch because, you know, it was Stanley's favorite character and he wanted to pay homage to Stanley. And man, I can get behind that. And I'll be the first to say, I don't know that much about Silver Surfer. So I can't tell you technically whether it's a good book or bad. It just didn't speak to me.
I didn't realize that Silver Surfer was Stanley's favorite character.
I didn't either.
That's interesting.
I really liked the story. I agree the art was a little bit out there, but I don't know. It didn't completely throw me off because, I mean, you're in a black hole. Who says it can't look like that? It probably should look like that. You know, and it have made him look a little bit different and stuff. So it didn't throw me off totally. I liked the story. I thought the story was really good. I mean, we're basically getting a null backstory in the Silver Surfer. And I mean, I think with everything that Donny Cates is doing for Marvel, I mean, it's kind of telling this really complete story. I mean, this is overlapping with Guardians. It's overlapping with Venom. You know, everything he's doing has
Cosmic
this
Ghost
galactic
Rider.
Yeah, feel to it. He's
But I mean, not to, you know, seem like Captain Obvious, but you would think an intergalactic cosmic being, the story would seem, you know, cosmic, you know, like all of those characters are out there, they're not up here. So, I mean, like, isn't that kind of the point though, for it to seem outer spacey and galactic? And
I think that's what he was saying is,
well, I know, but I don't,
he's checking all the boxes and tying it all together.
What did you think of it?
I'm kind of in the middle between you two. Like, art, I really didn't care for, which we're all on. The story's interesting, you know, and it's only 5 issues, so I'm probably going to be in for them all. But like, I read better things that week. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't bad, but I read better stuff.
And I think that's kind of where I fall on it. I mean, I didn't hate it. I'm not rushing out to pick up a second issue.
Where I'm probably going to pick them up, all of them, because it's only 5. And it's Donny Cates. He has a pretty good track record. So, like I said, kind of in the middle.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
what are we thinking about the beer so far?
Oh, yeah. We never.
Crisp and clean tasting. I mean, it almost reminds me of a Kolsch.
Honestly, I can't even taste it. Like, I'm not even trying to shit on it. Like, it literally just tastes like apple juice. Like, it goes down that easy.
Maybe not apple juice, but I mean, it definitely doesn't have.
Yeah, there's no bite at all.
There's no hop sting to it or.
No.
It's pretty innocuous.
But if you just came in on a 90-degree day from mowing the yard,
yeah.
Do you really want a beer that you can't just glug, 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 and chug all the way down?
I would say that it could be a
okay,
super
normal super, people, okay, Brian. Normal
super
people.
IPA, and I can still chug that bad boy.
Venom 15. I'm very sad. I did not get my Venom on Venom beatdown that I wanted.
There's still War of the Realms 6, which could tie it all.
I think you're giving me hope, and there is
no hope for that. You're right. There was no.
There's no hope.
Venom on Venom action for you.
So I just have one question. At the end, in there, in the diner.
Oh, okay.
Is Eddie free from the symbiote at that current moment?
Oh, you mean here?
Yeah. Well.
Oh,
yeah. That's what I got out of it. Like, he's at this current moment, he's completely free from the Venom symbiote.
So he broke free?
Yep. Like, is that what? Because he returns it to the crystal, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Right? That's what you got out of it?
Connection to it, yeah.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see where we go from here when he no longer has the symbiote in him. How's he get that back?
How's it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I thought it was a decent issue. Like, as far as a crossover type thing can go, it was fine. I'm ready for it to be back to.
Oh, for sure.
Donny Cates on 16. So my question, though, is what is up with this last page? Did you read the page after the?
No.
Okay. You're going to need to do that at some point.
How about, because, like, right now?
Okay. There's something really weird there at the end of it. So.
Oh, no, I did read this.
Okay.
The reason why I read it was because I wondered, it says it's a different writer.
Yeah.
Clay,
so I just had no idea how that was.
Cloud. There could be only one.
Wow. You beat me to it.
I'm Connor McCloud of the Clown McCloud. That was actually pretty good, dude. Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay. Yeah, me neither. It was just very odd. There's something growing under the streets of.
So that reminded
Manhattan,
me.
Manhattan.
I know why you maybe didn't like Silver Surfer Black so much. is because of Noel or Kroll or
Noel.
Yeah. Because he's the god villain from the first run of Venom from Donny Cates.
That I didn't like.
Exactly. Yes. So that's why I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's why when Eric's like, it ties it all together, and I'm like, that's probably why I'm not completely on board, because I haven't been on board with the...
He showed up right at the end.
Yeah. So it's kind of a Null origin, because it goes back to the...
See, when you said that, yeah, I was thinking like...
Zero.
Okay, no, K-N-U-L-L. Yeah. You null,
mean it's Gnoll? How do you spell knife?
Knippy.
Sonata number one. I'm not really sure on this one. You're going to have to convince me. Because I got lost about halfway through, and I did not find my way into the light, good sir.
So I picked up a bunch of number ones. That's kind of what made me, what prompted the, you know, what makes you guys pick up a comic.
Okay.
And part of it is I'll pick up a comic if it's a number one. Partly because I don't want to get left behind. I don't want to miss the next big thing. And so if it looks good and it's a number one, I'm usually going to give it a try. It's probably about an 80-20 to the bad mix. Like 80% of the number ones I pick up are, I'm going to take a hard pass on later. This one I really liked. I thought it was a good first issue. It's a colonization of a planet. You have interesting indigenous life forms. There's drama between, there's two different races of pioneers who are trying to colonize this this planet. There's a bit of mystery along the way, and I thought the art was super good.
The art was definitely good. I will give you that. Maybe I just wasn't receptive to the story.
And dude, sometimes it's, you know, you've had a long day and you crack open a comic and you're like, oh, no, not for me.
Right.
It just doesn't speak to you. And I get that.
Maybe but if you read some more and it's good or still good, then I might.
I thought this was a solid number one.
Okay. Prodigy number six. Did you get Prodigy?
Mm-hmm.
This is an interesting one. I'm very keen on what you guys think about this one.
I wrote one tiny sentence.
Okay, I wrote two sentences.
Also wrote one. Okay, let's each give our one sentence or two sentences. Eric, what did you think of it?
Good guy wins.
Brian?
That's probably more succinct and to the point than anything I wrote, because that just encapsulates everything that's probably wrong with this book.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so. I kept waiting for a big twist, but no. He thought of everything. Yeah, great. You're the smartest man alive. What a thrill ride.
I said definitely not one of Millar's best, but okay. The sneak peek at the end of the next series seems like Sharky, but like on crack. Yeah. Like, what is going on here?
I was just super disappointed. I mean,
the very last page, right there, it looks like Sharky the Bounty Hunter on crack.
Space Bandits. I didn't even look at that.
Yeah, so. Space Bandits.
Okay.
I don't know. I felt like this was, it was just a disappointment.
Here's my question to you, and this is going to prove the point. What was the point of that? Like, there are life lessons.
Yeah.
Well, in other Millar books that
the thing you like to see in other Millar books is sort of a character development. And I guess Wanted was kind of the same way. He was kind of a shit to begin with. And then at the end, he's still a shit. I'm the smartest man alive, and let me prove it to you. Okay. Wow, that's kind of boring.
And then I'm infallible once, but...
But no, I'm going to turn it around. I wasn't actually caught. I let you catch me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Likely story.
Yeah.
Remember, history is told by the victors.
Yeah. I was a little disappointed.
Yeah.
Unnatural number 10. Okay.
Okay. Wow.
So at the end of the last issue, we fell down a waterfall.
Yes.
I was under the impression that the waterfall was a waterfall and not a portal into some weirdness.
No, I think it was still a waterfall.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, all right. Dude, we have just devoided so far from the original premise of this book.
And we say that every time we review it.
Because every time it's f-ing true.
But I don't think, I mean, the first act or the first story arc.
Yeah, it's like two or three issues.
Now we're...
This is 10.
So we're at least in the second story arc, and it stayed
Third-ish, probably.
It stayed pretty close to, okay, we're now with these characters instead of her chummy friends that she was hanging out with. Now you're with the freedom fighters, and she's possessed by the albino wolf, and
yeah.
And mom is a little cray-cray, and...
Two more to go.
I still really like this book.
Oh, I do too. It's got
progressively darker, and there seems to be no end of sight to that darkness because, I mean, people are just getting snuffed out.
Oh yeah, at this point, people are just getting capped.
I don't see an end in sight where the main characters escape unscathed.
No, everyone's dying for sure.
Quite a few of the main characters are worked out.
Or Leslie's going to have to sacrifice herself to save everyone else.
Which she already tried to do, and that didn't seem to work.
She's going
to
succeed.
She threw herself off a waterfall, and it didn't work. It didn't take. Yeah. Don't go chasing waterfalls, Brian. That's the moral of this story.
Dude, I love This is right now, Mr. Editor, where you insert don't go chasing waterfalls.
Our second beer of the pod is Sam Adams Limited Release Summer Ale, a citrus wheat ale. It is 5.3, and hopefully it won't be apple juice.
A citrus wheat beer? Wheat
not,
beer?
Not wit. Wheat.
What
wheat
are you beer? Talking about?
Event Leviathan number one.
Bendis. Love him or hate him. Let's see what this one is.
Too early to tell, but probably love him.
I can tell you all the
reasons why. Number one, Batman. It's already bums up. Two, you used characters that don't have any superpowers. I love it. Mm-hmm. Because if you have Wonder Woman and Superman and all these other people who have like mystical fucking superpowers, it takes me out of it. Mm-hmm. Because it's like your enemy can no longer be a human being because then you could just ragdoll him. It's got to be some galactic...
Kind of like Justice League where suddenly Supes comes back to life and everybody else can just pull up lawn chairs and watch the ending.
Dude, we can hit the beach.
I have a couple problems with the book. I know that'll be shocking. So, is this a different universe? Okay.
Main DC universe as far as I...
Yeah, so, why does Batman refer to her as Miss Lane? Not Mrs. Lane or Mrs. Kent?
I'm not sure. Also, don't know why I care. That much?
Well, I mean, they're married and they've got a kid.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
That just sounds like something Batman would
I don't read mainline Superman, so I don't know if they're still together. The last time I read a Superman book, like...
Miss Lane, right? Top panel.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I don't know.
Okay. I just was a question. I just didn't know if anybody else picked up on
it. The part that I loved is when she walks in and she's like, how are you doing? And he responds with, I'm Batman.
Yeah.
Like, that should just tell you how I'm feeling right there. I thought that was hilarious.
And Bendis does that, the word play a lot in his writing. It
could be a clue, dude.
I wrote that down, too. And then also the other one where they're like, they're standing around talking and they're like, well, that is the question. And off in the distance, there's the question is there in the shadow.
In the background.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was super wordy.
Oh, for sure. It was definitely
super wordy.
But it was good. I mean,
I didn't mind.
The problem I had was the characters didn't sound like the characters should have sounded. Like, I felt like I could have inserted this word bubble into Batman's mouth and this one over into Green Arrow, and it didn't matter because no one sounded like they were in their own character. Batman said things that were, to me, out of character for Batman.
Do you have an example?
I did not write examples down.
Okay.
But
I'll have to go back and read it again. Nothing really threw me off on it. I didn't feel like, but it maybe just, watching for it, it might.
It just felt very wordy, and I was like, that's not how Batman talks. Yeah, that's not how Lois Lane should talk. That's not how Green Arrow should talk. It just, that bothered me a little bit. Now, saying all of that negative, it's still an interesting mystery, and I love a mystery, and I wasn't completely hooked by it, but I will almost certainly pick up number two and see if it keeps going.
Yeah, because it's only six.
But those were a couple things that just kind of bugged me a smidge.
I really liked the art in it, too. I thought that was fantastic, and I loved this back.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was awesome. I don't know why they didn't use that for a cover.
You're right. You know, I didn't comment on the art, but the art was really good, and it was everything was pretty dark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the colors were used.
Yes.
Very interestingly. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, being only six issues.
Yeah, exactly.
I
mystery thriller. That's I like that. And it's a detective story, which is what I like. I mean, hey, here's Batman that's going to go beat people up. Here's Batman who's going to be trapped in nightmares. Here's Batman who's going to go out and be the world's greatest detective.
Which you would assume that would be.
And it's a good group of
comics.
But it's a good group of people to have for a mystery. Yeah. Lois Lane, Green Arrow.
Yeah, and that's
Question,
what I was saying. You know,
Batman.
Using people who are,
right.
You know, it's not like I have a decoder ring that allows me to make shapes of
I
random
just saw
green
through
arms.
That wall and
yeah.
Done.
It's like, oh, by the way, I have X-ray vision, so the dude under the mask is blankety blank. It's like, all right.
Darn it, I would have got away with it if it weren't for you darn kids.
That's what we need. We need a Batman Scooby-Doo crossover.
I believe there's such been. A thing.
Of course there fucking is. I was being facetious, and of course
well, heck,
there is.
Yeah, I mean, in the...
Way back in like the
yes.
70s and 80s, they were already...
Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
Holy hand grenades, Batman!
And it was like Casey Kasem,
yes.
Doing most of the voices, because what... I mean, he was Shaggy... And he was Robin in the Batman cartoons, and so
dude, the only thing I can think of is that soundbite that gets played over and over, where he like cusses out his producer. He's trying to do the spot, and oh, we'll have to look it up. And it got caught. Now he was just so angry. That was good stuff. Bad podcast, but funny memory. But,
wow,
yeah.
Thoughts on the beer?
Better.
Definitely
wouldn't take much to beat the Brooklyn.
And it wasn't bad. You were right. It didn't have much taste. This has a little bit more flavor to it.
The Brooklyn wasn't Bud Light level, but it wasn't far.
I'm not even going that far. Like, the Brooklyn was. The brewer isn't sitting here talking to us. We have no idea what the design, what the intent of the beer was. But like, if you put it in the category of drinkability, I think it's easier to drink than this beer.
Well, Bud Light's drinkable as well, but there's not flavor.
If I'd go with that one. You think Bud Light is drinkable?
Okay. When we're not talking about flavor, you're just talking about drinkability.
Oh, I mean, sure. Piss is drinkable. I mean, I wouldn't advise it, but you could do it.
God, I don't feel like we're on the same page.
I don't feel like we are either. I'm not calling that Bud Light level.
No, I'm just saying.
I think putting that and Bud Light in the same sentence is like,
I'm just saying,
blasphemous.
From a drinkability standpoint, it's not a heavy stout.
For sure, no.
That's all I'm saying.
It's very light, easy to drink. And I feel like this is not as easy to drink, but tastes significantly better. That's
gotcha.
We took the fucking train around the town.
I mean, I could pee in a cup if we want to put it to a test.
And let's be honest, like all of the ones that we have tonight are not going to be super flavorful beers.
Yeah.
I mean, summer lagers are just meant to be
something you can drink on a canoe trip or after mowing the lawn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think the drinkability factor, is that the most important thing then about these kind of beers? What is the most important thing about a summer ale? When you when someone says
it's refreshing.
Okay. So crisp, refreshing. Mm-hmm.
To me, this is way more refreshing than that is. It's got better flavor, and I don't think it would weigh you down a ton like drinking a stout. But these also aren't my beers either. I'm an IPA dude.
Yeah. I don't know. Regardless, we have one more compare. Umbrella Academy number 7. So, Mr. Mitchell Bryan, you have not read this, but you do own a copy, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So, Eric and I already talked about this.
Yeah.
You didn't pick this up?
No, dude. I'm out on that, man.
Okay.
This was a really disappointing end to this arc. There was never anything in this to be invested in. You weren't invested in the villain. The team never came together for you to.
They did.
Oh yeah.
The last panel.
Yeah.
Of the last book.
But, yeah. It's just,
we literally spent 7 issues in
forming the team,
$24
yeah,
to set up another story arc. Like, dude,
he's not lying. I mean, 100%
like, dude, just show him the last page. That's all he really needs to see. Like, honestly, dude, I'm not even lying. I love Umbrella Academy.
Yep.
But literally, that is all you need to see.
Gotcha.
That's it.
Okay. Reunion. Good.
You don't have to read anything else, dude. That's literally all you need.
Okay. Well, that'll save me a little time.
It'll save you reading 7 issues.
Yeah, because as far as everything else that was going on in this issue, I really had no idea.
And it didn't make a difference.
No.
Nothing made a difference through the entire thing. And I don't know if it was because he was focused on a television show, if he's still focused on a television show, you know, but...
Or is he now throwing these out just so there's things
name recognition?
for the television show to do because Netflix, you know, wanted more content. So here all... I don't know. It's just after 10 years of not... having an umbrella,
and that's what I was
academy?
Telling you. I was like, has he lost it?
Come up,
I mean, because he's not in My Chemical Romance anymore. You know, I don't know that does he have a solo project?
Done one solo album. Yeah,
you know,
rumor is that My Chemical Romance is rehearsing together and going to.
All right. It's not the podcast for this. I'm excited for that, but let's. Okay, anyway, you know, so has he lost it? Is my question. Because the screenplay for the teleplay or screenplay or whatever you want to call it for the television show was an adaptation. You didn't really have to add. You didn't add
did
anything.
Did he write it?
For sure. He had to have been involved. There's no way.
Okay, no, hang on. You said 2 separate things there. You said, yeah, for sure, he had to have been involved. Those are 2 completely different things.
I'm
telling you, George R.R. Martin was involved with Game of Thrones on HBO, but he did not write that.
And not just to crap on Gerard Way. Gabriel Ba, like...
I feel like the art has gone downhill.
Went way down,
I feel like it's gone downhill. Yeah, for sure, dude. The first two volumes
were never like the greatest art, I liked it. I mean, it worked.
It was like Andrea Sorrentino's art. It was stylized for the content, and it all worked.
Yeah, and this is just kind of, I don't know, almost sloppy. In
screenwriting
places.
Credits, all 10 episodes, Gerard Way.
Okay.
So, 100%.
So that could have been a conflict between that and the comic.
My only question is you cannot do what so many have done before you and forget where you came from.
Yep.
Because otherwise, you're never going to write anything great again. Everything will be subpar.
Yeah, but then again, you also don't want to keep going back to the well. Sometimes you want to try new ideas, but...
Then don't call it Umbrella Academy. Yeah.
Agreed. I think that's what Millar does, is he wants to keep fresh ideas going, so he writes limited series.
And look where it's gotten him.
Yep.
I mean,
well, I mean, although we crapped on his last book, but yes.
Magic Order is a home fucking run.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Like out of the park.
Yeah.
You know, and Sharky's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm digging it.
You know, so, yeah, you know, I'm just.
So how far do you go in the next volume before you give up on it? I mean, I definitely right will
now,
give it.
Right now, knee-jerk reaction is 3. If my flame is not reignited by the third, fuck you, dude. Come on. I thought of so Pride many month. More gay goddamn things to say other than flame. And the one I pick is the one that you chuckle at.
It wouldn't matter.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're right. Anyway, whatever gets the job done for me, it better get done at 3. God damn it. Anyway, 3, Eric. The answer is okay. 3.
All right.
I can't get through the rest of my sentence.
That seems fair.
It's about being, without being interrupted by Chortle McChortles over there.
I'd say I'm probably about 2 or
oh,
so.
Oh, so you're even sooner.
Because
I know, dude.
There's other books to read.
You're going to know whether it's
I'll probably know by issue 1 whether I can.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. I just wonder if I just, like, one of these times, like, I would just love to know what the frickin' process was. Like, do you actually think this is good? Because if you actually think this is good, we have a bigger problem.
Yes.
And the bigger problem is if you think this is good, how did you write that great shit 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Because,
well, I mean, that's why I stopped reading it. I'm like, maybe it'll all make sense once I read them all together.
It might, but I don't think it will.
And I will give that a whirl. But
because I think everything in the first 6 issues is literally erased by the last page. And it doesn't make me feel great about it, but whatever.
No.
Okay. Well, that's going to take us out of the compares and into the shares.
Yay.
I have some shares this time.
Woo!
Wow.
Yeah.
It's crazy talk.
I'll start. Detective 1005.
Wow, that's made it from the compares to the shares.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. It's over. But she isn't dead.
Who?
Astrid, the Arkham Knight.
Oh.
So this arc is done?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, moving on.
How did it make you feel? Is it a decent end?
Or? Well, let's see. So she actually sets off the bomb, the sun nuke or whatever the fuck it was, and blinds everyone in Gotham except Batman and Robin because they have some sort of like
bat contacts.
Yeah, that's not what they're called, but yeah. You're trying, dude. You're trying real hard to stay interested in this shit.
No, I want to hear what it but
I mean,
back context.
Her, they're not called the back anyway. Anyway, so
I feel like they should be called that.
So she's like, everyone in Gotham can now see. So like, there's two side-by-side panels after she sets off the bomb. Is one of them is like, she's looking at Gotham and she sees all the people can now see the light. What Batman sees is now all the people in Gotham are blind. And Alfred's like, all the people in Gotham are blind. And so it kind of like resets everything back to you're like, yeah, we all know now that Batman is not crazy. Because like the whole thing is like, is Batman really doing what Batman should be doing? Or is he truly a vigilante? Is he truly like this rogue agent that needs to be taken care of? Well, Batman doesn't set off sun bombs to blind everyone in Gotham.
Like permanently blind them?
We don't know yet.
Okay, fair enough.
We don't know if they're permanently blind. But he like knocks her unconscious and like, I don't remember exactly what happens, but she's not dead. Because Batman doesn't kill people. But the next arc looks mediocre, so I might be done. It's the same creative team, but it's a different story completely.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought I'd seen that Tomasi or whatever is continuing.
Peter J. Tomasi, I think, is his name.
Yeah.
I just don't know, man. I just like, what bugs me is like the company is named Detective Comics, which sounds weird, but whatever. Like DC Comics stands for Detective Comics, but yet, why is that not your best book? Like that, I just don't understand. Like you made some choices. They're not great ones. I don't really understand them.
That's what DC does, bro. That's what DC does.
But Marvel does it too.
Oh yeah.
Oh sure.
Anyway, I'm done. Probably. I'm gonna flip through 106 at the comic book store, but unless there's something in there that piques my interest.
I thought there was going to be another comment there.
It was going to be a grinding about Short and Curly, but I figured.
Next beer is the Deschutes Twilight Summer Ale, also limited release, because they really want to let you know that
it's limited. You can't get it all the time. Mm-mm. You wouldn't want to drink that in winter. That would
do you know why
wrong.
They do that? So they can throw an extra dollar on the thing, so they call it a limited release, so you'll buy it.
That's pretty yummy.
That is good.
Yeah. I mean, so far, it's gone in order. It just keeps getting a little better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who else has got some shares?
I only have one, and I'm not going to talk very much about it because it's going to become dares. So during summer school, I'll let you guys in on something.
Story time.
Summer school sucks.
Story time.
It is boring, and it's long, and the curriculum sucks. And
is it pointless?
I can't just sit there and read comics because
that would be wrong.
If I have a comic out in front of me, I'm going to have fifth graders over there wanting to read it with me, or I'm going to have a principal coming in the room and seeing me reading a comic, and neither one of those things are good. I can read the hell out of comics on my computer, though, and nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
And I read over the last couple
weeks.
Comics
I've read.
I read The Wicked and the Divine, numbers 1 through 39, plus all the special issues.
Wow.
And it is fantastic. It's not over yet. It's really close to being over. I think the 45 is the last one. So I'm going to try to go and pick up the 40s here. And 44 and 45 aren't out yet, but I definitely want to see how it ends. It is a really good comic. Like, almost saga level. Basically the gods come back every 90 years to kind of, what they're supposed to do is kind of help humanity along with this, you know, the next jump and whatever. The gods that are chosen are usually kids who are then transformed into these gods. They only get to be the gods for 2 years, and then they die, and like the kids are just, their lives are over after those 2 years, and
so there's unwilling sacrifices.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I really, really liked it. I'm excited for you guys.
I've read
volume one.
Yeah, it's really good.
So
really good.
Excited to get to talk about that because it's
And it's good art, and
I really hope it's not saga level good, because I don't want to have to go back and try to find all these issues.
You're probably going to be disappointed because it's good. I don't know that it's saga level. I don't know that it's saga good. It's good.
Because I only need 4, 5, and 6 now, and I have.
Wow. And it's Kieran.
You have an addiction.
Yeah.
Carone Gillen.
Yeah, Gillen. Yeah. Of Die, and I
yeah, I think I remember you
Star Wars.
Texted me, you're like,
Darth
oh, dude,
Vader. The Darth Vader series that we really liked.
Yeah, Vader Down.
Yeah. And yeah, I hadn't talked about that on a pod yet either, but I read Die throughout what's out so far. And man, that was awesome too.
Well, we don't know that it's...
Yeah, I think that may be it.
Yeah,
it
might. No, I started following him on Twitter. Seven is... They're showing the covers for number seven.
Oh, nice.
Good.
So,
yeah, because I really dug that book.
So it's a dude?
Yes.
Oh, I always thought it was a chick.
I did too until I started following him on Twitter, and yes, it's a guy.
Okay.
All right. I have The Life and Death of Toyo Harada. And you tapped out on this one, dude, after three.
Did I? Yep. Probably.
After three.
Yeah. Wasn't for me.
Okay. And I mean, I get that. So it's in the title, Life and Death, but I did not think he would be dead in issue four.
What, like he's like dead?
Dead.
Like murdered.
Like gone.
Great book. Main character's dead.
I'm still really enjoying this book. It was really good. I have no idea where it's going now that he's dead, but I'm still really enjoying the book.
Okay. I have Flash 72. This is probably the biggest surprise for all of you because it's like, why is he still in the... So it's still the year one.
Yeah.
Still pretty good. You know, it's not so much like the content because it's still the same stuff. Like, it's still the same stuff that happens to the Flash. Like, nothing new is happening to the Flash, but it's the way this version of Barry Allen faces those problems that I really like. So, like, the main thing of this one is he's fighting some ambiguous villain whose name I don't know or really care, or it doesn't really matter. But Iris, who is a reporter, tries to, like, walks across the scene and tries to, like, report on it. And so she gets herself into a little bit of trouble. And along comes Barry to... push her out of the way and get shot instead. So I don't know, but that's how the issue ends, is he's like on the ground holding his gut and blood's just coming out. So
oh, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. It's so far it's like I said, like nothing new has happened. It's just like he still gets struck by lightning and run Barry run, you know. It if you've read a Flash origin story, you've read them all, but I don't know.
But sometimes there can be a new retelling of the same facts, and it feels a little different.
Yeah, and it's the little nuances of how the language he uses, because he's like, I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know if this is the right, like it's like this inner conflict between who he wants to be and who he is. I don't know. Anyway.
Is it only you think it's just one arc, probably?
Probably only going to be probably five or six, I'd say.
And then it's going to be back to the current day.
Probably. That or they're completely resetting it.
And that wouldn't be a bad thing either, just to give it a new go. That's cool. I'm glad you're liking it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was checking my beard.
You're good?
Trust Fall number one. Because we've established I like to pick up number ones.
You do have a track record.
Yeah. Not for me. I got used to the art after a while.
Very quickly. No.
The story was
just
all over
the
place.
First page, I could have said this is not for...
Yeah, I could not finish it. I mean, it's just... Maybe it's for somebody. Not for me.
Okay. And you have one more, sir?
I have one more. The Ride, number one.
I see a theme
from Image.
Here.
I'm really conflicted on this one. The art was good, but the story felt like a bag of cliches shook up and then thrown on the paper. It really wanted to be good, but...
The art looks decent, at least.
You've got an ex-cop working at a strip club as a bouncer, but then a bar fight breaks out. She breaks it up, and she's the one who gets drugged to the police station. Then gets interrogated by the interrogating officer, clearly hates her, but then starts offering a life advice to her. It has an element of mystery about it, and I'm a sucker for a good mystery, so I may give it one more issue to see where it goes.
What the fuck is this at the back?
Did you get to the second story? Sparkles?
No, I did not read Sparkles.
What the fuck?
But yeah, that may have been when I flipped it open. I was like, yeah, I'll pick this book up.
What the fuck is that?
Okay.
Well, it's a number one. You know I'm going to pick it up.
I know, but dude, did you see that like flying? What is that?
Somebody in a unicorn.
With a corkscrew shiv?
Mm-hmm. Looks like it might be happy related.
Yeah.
Look, mommy, unicorn.
Oh, definitely happy related. Definitely happy related. Maybe that's what they're trying to do. A female happy?
Yeah. Which I'm pretty broken up that's canceled, but anyway.
That and Deadly Class from Rick Remender. They only gave that one season. Anyway, so that's going to take us out of the shares and into the dares.
Oh, wow. It looks like the Twilight Summer Ale. It's got several entries. One for each year type thing. That's interesting.
You mean like cool. So it really is actually a limited release?
Twilight Summer Ale with Habanero.
Oh, no.
Twilight Summer Ale with Szechuan Peppers and Chili Peppers.
Why the fuck?
Cask Twilight with Hibiscus.
Nah,
Habanero Thai Chili Pepper Blend.
Are they trying to kill somebody?
Lacto Twilight.
What? Was it got a breast milk in it?
I'm taking a lactation break.
I mean, there's a beer out now that's brewed with bull testicle.
Oh, dude, why you got to...
Did I ruin it?
Yeah, it was for the impaired section.
All right. You can...
Sadness.
You can bring it back up. My bad, dude. I didn't know you were chambering that. Regardless, dares. So I had Amazing Spider-Man 20 through 22. It's the finishing up of the... Hunted? Was that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty good. I did not see the twist coming. Craven prophecy was indeed fulfilled, it would seem. So is 23 out already? Have you read it?
I have not yet.
It seems like...
I think it is out. I haven't gotten to go pick it up yet.
It seems like Craven Jr. might have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But all in all, pretty good. Pretty good. Devoid from the start where, you know, we had I'm Spider-Man, but I'm also Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely kept me on Spider-Man for another arc or so.
Yeah.
'Cause I was getting kind of close to ready to drop it. But this was pretty good. I'll give it a few more issues before I make that decision. So,
yep.
I had Daredevil Dark Knights. It was three stories in it.
But you only had to read the first one.
Yeah. And because the second and third, I skipped over the second one after seeing the little midget Danny DeVito looking guy. And the third one was decent with Misty Knight and stuff. I read a part of that. But man, that first one, it's just like, along with what's going on with the Zdarsky ones now, like, that's what a Daredevil story should be. It doesn't need a supervillain really at all.
No.
This was him versus the elements. Him versus just thugs and crime and what the snowstorm did to him.
To his radar.
To where the thug, just a common street thug, could take him down because he wasn't able to use his powers and stuff. Like, it was really, really good. I loved, how they showed what the storm was doing to him. That was a lot of fun to read.
I'm super glad you liked it because, you know, I picked it up just like, all right, let's find some other Daredevil stories because I know Eric isn't, you know, super steeped in Daredevil, and see if it's good. And I read that first story. It's like, oh, yeah, that's got to be a dare.
Yeah.
So I had Royal City, and full disclosure, I'm three quarters of the way done with it. I can't tell you if I love it or hate it at this point. I don't hate it. Well, that's if I like or dislike, that's probably more accurate. It's interesting, and I love
it's out there.
I love Lemire, but to this point, I still don't exactly know what's going on because apparently there's a dead kid in the family, and most of them can kind see of, it,
but they everybody see him sees different, him. Yeah, that's what I kind of liked about it. It was everybody in the family is still clearly mourning over the loss of this kid, but everybody sees him in a different like phase of his
like the life. Sister sees him, you know, it's like an 8-year-old, and the drunk brother sees him as a drinking buddy, and it's pretty interesting. I'm absolutely going to finish it. I ran out of time.
Huh. Cool.
It's weird concept, but
and they don't preface it or anything. You're just like, all right, who's that kid? Oh, okay, you're screeching on your brakes. You're about to run over somebody. Tommy, where'd you go? Oh, okay, it's a ghost. You probably could have just ran right through him, but yeah. Yeah, it's interesting.
Cool. All right, well, that's going to take us out of the dares and into the impaired section.
All right, we'll start our fourth summer beer. This is the O'Fallon Days of Summer.
They're local, right?
O'Fallon, yeah.
From O'Fallon, Missouri?
Yep.
Okay.
I've actually been to their brewery. Tavern? Yeah, it's a good little place.
Brian kind of prefaced this with...
I ruined the surprise.
Yeah. My buddy Corey sent us this link earlier about a beer that's made with roasted bull testicles, and apparently it's delicious.
No, it can't be.
It's a it's Wincop Brewing Company in Denver.
Of course, it's from Colorado.
They put it out as a April Fool's Day joke, and people were actually like, "All right, where's the beer? We're ready for it. We'd like that beer." So they started brewing it. It's the Rocky Mountain Oyster Stout.
They're trying to be cheeky, aren't they?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's a 7.2% alcohol, 25 pounds of freshly sliced and roasted bull testicles and sea salt.
Oh. But well, is it Himalayan sea salt? Yeah. Is it pink?
As far as ingredients...
Do Japanese people all have the same nose? Let's just throw them all out there.
Brewers added roasted barley, 7 specialty malts, a hint of sea salt, and...
Ooh, a hint.
I'm gonna slaughter this. Just Nigerian golden hops to create the roasted flavor and luscious mouthfeel.
Just a little bit.
The brewery describes the testicle beer as a vicious stout and assertive because, well, it's a bull we're talking about here. And those are some
cojones.
Those are some cojones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I've got one in the fridge.
A bull testicle?
No, just kidding. That might be the best punishment beer we could come up with. But
yeah, you got to eat balls. You got to drink some balls. All right, so I have some comic news.
The flavor is similar to Earth. Savory notes of chocolate and coffee espresso. Ooh,
here's what I want to know. Here's what I want to know. Does it have additional protein?
But it tastes like nuts.
Does it have added proteins?
It's nuts.
Does it have added proteins?
You're missing the fun.
Oh, no, I'm just trying to talk about semen.
It tastes like a dark IPA with a chocolate flavor.
It's the wrong hole.
Big black bowl. All right.
That's the Better Business Bureau, sir. Triple B is Better Business Bureau, but not Big Black Bowl. I have some comic news.
Okay.
So DC Black Label announced a...
holy cow. Sorry.
No, it's a bull. God damn it.
The beer's just... I don't know if that takes the last one out, but it's different and unique, and I wish it was a little more sour.
Can I see the bottle?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me see that bottle.
Sorry, dude. I didn't mean to step all
over
that.
No. I'll repeat.
Huh.
It doesn't give a description of what the hell it is.
No.
It just says a malt beverage with natural flavors and artificial coloring. Interesting. Are we actively looking it up to see what it is? Days of Summer. D-A-Z-E of Summer. From O'Fallon Brewing Company.
It's a Shandy.
Ooh.
Or Shandy / Radler.
Oh, that, okay. That makes sense. So that explains why I like why it. It's
4.8 ABV, 13 IBUs.
What's it got in it? Grapefruit?
Flavor profile is light, citrus, fruity, sweet, citrusy.
So there's not a
wheat beer refreshed with pink lemony essence. It's neither a Radler nor a Shandy, but somewhere deliciously in between. We use lemon drop hops for aroma, real lemons for a fresh squeezed citrus taste, and lemon zest for more zest.
I like zest. Anyway, zest. Some DC Black Label news. Someone decided to give Harley Quinn a proper origin story in comic form. And so DC Black Label is putting out a book later this year called Harleen. I don't know about that one.
You know, I hate that they're getting rid of Vertigo. And I don't know why. Other than...
Did you hear that?
I thought I saw something on Twitter just today.
Oh, it happened like 2 hours ago.
Okay.
I just nostalgia. I like Vertigo because...
Yeah, but as I mentioned before, didn't it go away at one point?
I believe it did back? And they brought it back.
But, so it's just all going Black Label?
According to Jim Lee, that's what happening, and he's the
King Dingling.
Yeah, come on, man.
Okay,
I was trying to fish for his actual title, not some arbitrary title that is slanderous. I don't know. It's like an editor in chief, or
yeah, I think so,
or King Dingling, the Balth. Regardless, yeah, he said that they're merging the Vertigo into DC Black Label.
I don't know. Has Black Label seen such a success that that's the new way to go?
From what I understand, like, the thing is, I don't know.
Speaking of ding-a-links, most notable Black Label.
Yeah. Don't forget about Bat Dick that they censored and then reprinted. Did you know that?
No.
Oh, yeah. So the uproar when The Damned number one came out.
Well, I knew that was a thing.
They censored it and then reprinted it. So
there's like a second printing with no Bat Ding-a-ling.
Correct.
And then a third printing where...
I don't know. See, that's the thing, dude.
Are they going to take a sip of beer? This just did not seem like a good time.
Honestly, man.
The Batarang back.
Hold on. I'll be honest, man. I don't know that they're doing reprints. Because I have not seen a Batman Damned number three.
No, but it didn't seem like two was as well received as one. Like, one flew off the shelves and two...
Oh, I guess they lingered. Are. Because I just saw that they're doing a... Last Night on Earth, second printing. So, you know, I don't know.
Somebody likes it. Just saying, somebody likes it.
Anyway.
Not for me.
So then I have to read you something.
Okay.
And maybe you've already seen it, but if not, the podcast hasn't seen it. An issue or so back or whatever, we were struck by the Tom King leaving Batman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, he officially gave an explanation. He says, I'm working on a new DC movie. New Gods, obviously.
Yeah.
And a secret TV show thing that hasn't been announced yet. DC was kind enough to say that doing all of that plus a twice monthly Batman would be tough. So they decided to divide the Batman book and my book, Batman and Catwoman, or Bat and Cat, into two individual monthly books. Bat and Cat will complete my epic story that I've been telling and lead to this game-changing moment I've been hinting at. I'll give you a little secret. Batman will... Oh, never mind. I can't tell you. But it's going to be very cool. But because of this, all the beats that will be handled in Batman, don't worry. I have more room for my storylines in Bat and Cat, which means the 12 issues can cover all of the story points that were part of the original 105-issue plan. While King did not divulge what the TV project is, there will be speculation as to what it is, if it's DC related or if it's not, or if it's a new show or if King will be joining the writing staff of an ongoing current show.
So, I guess I just don't understand. So it'll just take his workload down to one a month.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, the thing that I wonder about is with the TV show. Are they talking about an actual TV show, or are they talking about something, going on the DC Universe app thing? Because that doesn't seem to be going real
well. From what I've understood, is the DC Universe app is basically going to be replaced by the Warner Brothers Universe app. Or whatever.
Hey guys, I got an idea.
This is
going to come out of way way out of left field. If only there were a platform that a lot of people use already, and you could just put your shit on there. Oh no, that would be crazy. That would be crazy.
Then we have to share revenue, well, Brian.
I get it. How many people are subscribing to the DCU?
I know we don't have
those numbers, but it just seems like...
It can't be great if they're canceling Swamp Thing after one
because episode. What I've seen of Swamp Thing, it's pretty fantastic.
It's the highest rated DCEU show that they've put out.
It's really good. But again, if you put it on Netflix, so you're not getting as much cha-ching on the front end, but how many people do you convert into, I love the Swamp Thing thing so much, I want to go buy the comic book. I want to go pull some back issues. I want to read this more stories of this character.
I think Marvel is
short-sighted.
I think Marvel has found out that making things about your comic books does not directly translate into comic book sales because...
Well, and you're right, because the kids I work with, they all have seen every Marvel movie, but not one of them reads a comic book.
Exactly.
You're right.
So,
but again, how many people are subscribing to the Marvel subscription?
Well, it's not out yet.
But how many are going to versus...
A lot more.
But versus Netflix, where you could just see Daredevil or Luke Cage or Jessica Jones.
I mean, you're not going to get... Because I think like Netflix is up to like 175 million accounts or some bullshit, which is a fuckload.
I would have thought it would even be higher than that, quite frankly.
It might be. I don't know. I think that's the last number I saw was like 175 million.
Yeah, I feel like somebody's dropped really the ball to though. Where, and I think you brought the idea up of just put a pay gate there.
Yeah.
Of if you want premium Netflix content. Yeah,
$2 more.
$2 more or whatever. And you would pay that to see all the Marvel
thing,
stuff.
Here's the thing.
The
Hulu, which is owned by Disney now, it's basically like a TV service. You want HBO? We can fucking add it. You want Showtime? We can add that too. Cinemax? Sure. Why is Netflix not being like, you want your Marvel shit? Here it is. Yeah. $5 extra. You want your... You want every Disney movie ever fucking made?
Somewhere somebody's dropped the ball in negotiating or whatever. Somebody thinks they are the king dingling.
Here's probably what happened. Marvel was like, we don't want one of this Netflix original bullshit anymore. When we bring you all these new shows that we're coming out with, we wanted to say, Marvel original or Disney original. Nah, man, it's got to be Netflix original. You're on Netflix platform. And they're like, all right, well, fuck you. We're going to go make our own goddamn platform.
See, the problem is I'm a cheapskate. Dude, I'm not going to pay to add yet another service in.
Sure, you won't. But 50 other million people will.
Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. I'm just telling you, you know, I will watch Daredevil that pops up on Netflix. And if you made season four behind a pay gate, $2 more for my already existing, yeah, I might do it. Because season three of Daredevil was really, really good.
From what I've understood about that is, like, Vincent D'Onofrio and Charlie Cox, and I don't know the dude who plays Foggy, but they're all like, we're waiting for the phone to ring.
Yeah.
Like, if they want season four, we're ready. Like, we'll do it.
Well, and because, I mean, D'Onofrio is the best Kingpin I've seen. Charlie Cox is an amazing Daredevil. And I would tell you, I forget what the movie is with Michael Caine, their old con man or something. You had it up on Plex. But Charlie Cox is in that. And, yeah, he pretty much kind of does his Daredevil thing. I mean, without being Daredevil, obviously.
I don't know what it's called. King of Kings?
Yes, I believe you're correct.
Hey, look at that.
Nice pull.
So, I don't know, but it sounds like... So, I guess I said all that to say, what do you want the TV show to be? Because the movie's New Gods, so...
Which I hope is good. I just...
I mean, it's got a better shot now that Tom King is
correct
writing the screenplay.
What would I want the TV show to be?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's not going to be a Batman show.
No, and that's cool.
I guarantee that.
Constantine, maybe? Maybe not just – maybe like a Justice League Dark.
Oh, you want to get Raging Mad? Here's Raging Mad for you. James Wan said after – Swamp Thing got canceled. He said he had envisioned a 3-season story arc leading up to Justice League Dark with Swamp Thing, putting in Constantine, Zaneta,
Zantara,
whatever that person, and all the other people.
Yeah.
So you want to get real mad about that?
Because that would I think I said it wrong too, but whatever. Dude, I could totally get behind that because I think. We don't know much about those, and I know you like the Kanunu Revez Constantine.
It's really good.
I'm not a fan.
That's just because you don't like Kanunu.
No, it's just because I think that's not the Constantine character.
It's not a deep. I don't even know if that was DC. Is that DC sanctioned?
I don't know, but it was fairly ridiculous.
If it wasn't, that's.
But I want to see a trench coat wearing, chain smoking British dude who's just going to screw you over. And he's an interesting character
for sure.
What would you want to see?
I don't know. I'm trying to because I mean you know it's nothing going to be Batman.
It's not going to be Batman
related.
Yeah,
I mean maybe
could do Sheriff of Babylon. I mean that's. If it's DC related, which we have to assume it is because DC's letting him off the hook from writing Batman.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not going to be like in my opinion, it's never going to be a CW show.
Green Lantern, maybe?
No, I'm thinking like you know a Netflix type show.
It's going to be not a
Smallville or Flash.
No, it's going to be like a 10 episode kind of. Long form movie.
Yeah.
Just trying to think of things they haven't really done here recently. So
things that I would like to see, just the shout out for Mr. Mitchell over there, Spectre.
Yeah. I think that's too deep a pull.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Martian Manhunter.
That'd be good.
And then,
without the bouffant hairdo from the comic.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't know. After that.
Eric?
I was saying Green Lantern.
Okay. I could see something.
Because they were going to do another Green Lantern movie, and maybe they decided to do a TV show instead, but I just don't know how that works as a TV show. What are you going to do? A procedural drama, no, Law and Order, I mean, Green Lantern edition?
There was a, God bless, way back in the day, it was a Hal Jordan limited series. Crap went really bad for him, kind of where you break the person down and build them back up type thing.
Yeah.
Emerald Dawn, maybe, I want to say. But, I mean, there's stuff you could do with Green Lantern.
Ooh, he could do Omega Men. That's kind of a Green Lantern story.
Yeah.
I just don't know if he's adapting one of his. I mean, because, like, they could have been struck with.
I got to look now.
You know, they could have been struck with the how well Mr. Miracle did. And they could be doing a Mr. Miracle television show.
I don't know. I think he's going to be a.
You think he's going to be in the movie. New Gods?
Yeah, him and Barda both. Now, that would be a cool show to do.
Like if you had like a Roseanne style comedy with
where you're going Barda. Back and forth between Earth and
Apocalypse.
Yeah, that would be fun.
That'd be hilarious. I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe he's tackling something completely new.
Could be.
You know, you don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I really don't know. I mean, I just. Yeah, I mean, Emerald Dawn.
I'm just happy that my memory is not completely gone in my advanced age.
Advanced age. Jesus age.
Yeah. Emerald Dawn. And that was back.
Looks like the 80s.
91. Yep.
That's when I was born. Anyway.
But
you're going to do. Oh, God dang. We missed the obvious, guys. Booster Gold.
Oh, dude.
Booster and Blue Beetle. Buddy cop type.
That could be good. If it's done right.
Done right. That could be awesome.
And could you imagine Tom King as
a Green Lantern?
Didn't Tom King write that stupid.
Goddamn Gardner.
Didn't Tom King write the Tick reboot?
No, that was Cullen Bunn.
Mm.
Which, sorry, Cullen was not a fan.
Could you imagine Tom King doing Tick?
I could almost see that because he's got a pretty good sense of humor.
Final beer is Goose Island Summertime. Fruity.
It's pretty good.
Aromatic and crisp. It's 20 IBUs, 5%.
Again, this one. Reminds me of a better Kolsch. Mm-hmm. It very much reminds me of a Kolsch.
It is a Kolsch.
It's very
okay.
Good.
Well, that's well. Yeah. Ding! Check that box.
Yep, you are correct. Before we leave streaming services talk, just want to mention the news that had come out there a day or two ago that. So a Christian group, very much against
Good Omens.
Good Omens. yeah, and
we were talking
man,
about that earlier.
I mean, it's pretty legit. They have 20,000 signatures.
Yes.
That they have sent to Netflix.
Yep.
Yeah, it's on Amazon, bro.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Might.
Well, then apparently, so, like the Twitter accounts for Netflix and Amazon, like roasted.
Yeah, well, they're going back and forth. They're like,
trolling them.
You cancel Stranger Things, or we'll cancel Stranger Things for you if you cancel Good Omens for us.
The thing is if they actually knew what the fuck was going on, first off, they would know that there probably isn't going to be a second season because...
There was only one book.
There was only one book, and half of the duo is in the ground.
Yeah.
And...
There won't be a second. I feel like I could just say there's not going to be a second season.
Unless there is some lost Terry Pratchett manuscript that Neil Gaiman has, which is completely plausible.
And I feel like at the end of the day, there's not really anything blasphemous in that. I mean, other than you have an angel and a demon working together for the betterment of mankind. Okay, guess we better just stop that crap now.
Yeah.
Yes. If you disagree with the premise of the story, then basically what you're saying is that you want the world to end.
The problem with it is you have short-sighted people who have just heard somebody say something, have not looked at it themselves, made their own decision, and just said, oh, this is bad. This goes against everything I believe.
Like the TV show Lucifer. It's all on Netflix.
That's a game in as well.
Yeah, it is. And like, I mean, if you take it literally, like from the Bible, yeah, sure, it's blasphemous as hell. But it's a fucking TV show.
Yeah.
And the Bible is a book. Like, regardless of what you think about it, there's no proof of divinity. Otherwise, we would all think a little bit differently.
Just at the end of the day, I mean, is it affecting you? Is it affecting you personally? Then get off of it. Okay? Just get off of it.
For sure. Yeah, I get you.
No one is making you sit down and watch this show.
Sure. No.
Who cares?
No.
Because go on about your own
because
good
it
work.
Exists.
Yeah.
And it is.
We have to be offended.
It is tempting the minds of youth.
Dude, I'm telling you, you'd be better off having your kids put away their cell phones.
For sure.
Than to worry about Good Omens turning their minds to evil. I mean, it's just dumb. Just dumb.
Well, it's not. It's not only is it dumb, it's just. It's.
I'm glad you brought that up
because it's just uneducated. It's just uneducated. You don't know what you're talking about. You hear bullet points and you assume it's like you read a headline and you assume you know the entirety of the article. Yep. It's like
the bull testicle beer could be really good and we don't know. We just saw bull testicles.
Yes, no, but bull testicles have a proven track record of being disgusting.
Apparently,
I have never tasted one.
No, but see, that's the problem. Now you've made an assumption.
I have it on good faith.
I've never had a Rocky Mountain oyster. Dude, they could be just delightful, but
that
I just
sounds,
on principle cannot imagine munching down on.
When you say Rocky Mountain oyster
festivals.
Like,
yeah,
hold on.
Yeah.
When you say Rocky Mountain oyster, all I hear is Rusty Sheriff's badge.
Those are two different areas of the body, but okay.
But I feel like it's the same kind of thing. Like it's a innuendo,
a euphemism.
Yeah, it's a euphemism for some like
balls and buttholes.
I don't know.
That could be another title.
I don't know. We have descended into anarchy.
Yes. All right.
Balls in. Butthole.
I don't think I said in buttholes, but that's funnier.
I don't know, man. I've never put a ball in a butthole before, but unless you're talking about like anal beads.
Okay. Beer the pod quickly.
Run away.
Or did somebody else have more sexual innuendo?
I'm sure if you give me a second, I can fucking come up with them. If we're talking Beer the Pod, it's either going to be the Twilight Summer Ale or the Days of Summer.
I'm pretty firm on Twilight Summer Ale.
It would be a toss-up for me between that and the Days of Summer also. So we can just... We can just decide to all agree on the
Deschutes.
Yeah, Deschutes Twilight Summer Ale. Close second though is the Days of Summer.
Yes, very much so.
It was surprising.
Because it was just so different.
Different.
So I like the Goose Island is the good Goose, though. Is
I,
good
I'm
too.
Not like, a huge Kolsch guy, but when I said it tastes better than a Kolsch, and you're like, yeah, it's a Kolsch, I feel like that's a compliment to how well they did it.
All right.
Okie dokie, folks.
So follow us at Portographic PC on Twitter, Portographic Podcast on Facebook, Portographic on SoundCloud. And if you want to email us, it's trashpandaradio@gmail.com.
Yep. Everybody, have a good week or life or whatever. And
hashtag break free.